Well, one thing I do want to say first, I want to apologize to Josh for last week in Buffalo. And, I know our coaches work really hard. And, they're responsible for us putting us in a great position to succeed. So I just want to get that off my chest.
Isn't that this part of the game, though, too? I mean, the emotion.
Yeah, but, a lot of people see it and they think the nature of our relationship would be something like that, but it's really the exact opposite of that. So I just felt I've been feeling bad all week and haven't had a chance to say it. And he knows how much I love him.
December football is, doesn't get much bigger than that. And your record as a starting quarterback in December is very strong. What is it about December football to you, that means a lot, and how much pride do you take in that record?
Yeah, well, we've had great teams. I think that's what it comes down to. I've been a member of some great teams that have really paid the price in the months earlier to put you in a great position to succeed in December when the games are the most meaningful because there's fewer of them. They mean more. Kind of see where you're at compared to everyone else. You've got a big sample size. Early in the season, you really don't know what you're doing. I mean, I think everyone's hopeful in the beginning of September. Everyone's somewhat confident in the end of September. By October, you're kind of like, all right, maybe this is where we're at. By the end of November, you're like, okay, we either have a chance or we don't. And I've been a part of a lot of great teams that have had chances, and it's really what we do from here. So going outside and practicing in that weather today, we know we're going to get it at some point. It won't be like that on Monday night, I hope, in South Beach. But, whatever it is, we got to be ready to play in it. And, our guys have kind of worked hard to get us to this point, and that's a championship game for us. It means a lot, and we got to go take advantage.
What do you do to get yourself ready for December football?
I think it's just coach would say no days off. Just work hard every day. And no matter what you're doing, whether you're on the field or not on the field, you got to be putting the time in mentally or physically to get yourself physically, mentally, emotionally ready to play for those games. And I've had a lot of time to get to kind of work with this team, with these players, with these receivers, tight ends, backs. Hopefully, this is when you're at your best because, the games only get more meaningful. And we can't afford anything less than our best. And I know it's not going to be perfect out there, but you try to do as best you can, especially in the preparation, so that you can be ready to anticipate and compete as hard as you can. Like this on a Monday Night Football in December, it's a great environment, and we got to be ready to go.
And specifically when you're talking about the mentally and emotional part of preparing, Ndamukong Suh said, I like to, part of my job is to get in your head, when he did the talk trash to the linemen and stuff like that. How do you deal with that aspect during a game? Or can you not just block that out?
Yeah, there's that part of it too. A guy like that, he has such a big impact on everything you're doing offensively because of his talent and his special, unique abilities that, he presents challenges every week because of his size, speed, quickness, power, and he's a real good player. So he got us pretty good, knocked me around pretty good last game. I'm sure that's going to be our big goal this game too. And, I know our guys are doing their best to protect, the quarterback, whether it's me or anyone else, and protect the running backs in the run game. And we found a way to beat them last time. We're going to have to do the same thing this time. But they present a good challenge, especially at home, and they're going to be riled up Monday Night Football. They played good last week against Denver. So, it's no opportunity for us to go in there and not think that we're going to get their very best.
How important is discipline and staying disciplined to what you guys have built here in New England over the years?
It's really important because, discipline is everything on the field, decision making, when to fire it in there, when not to fire it in there, when to, stay with your particular coaching point or play football. I think there's always things we talk about, and then there's things the way they come up in the game. And I think there's a discipline nature of the game, whether that's play to the whistle, but not beyond it. Play, do business as business being done. I mean, that's what we've always talked about. There's holding on every play in the NFL. It's just you got to do it within, the confines of what the refs are calling. So that's just, discipline is all those things, brought into one thing. And it's kind of a daily practice, I'd say, for our team and what we're asked to do. And there's a high level of accountability. And, you try to come in and bring it every day. And, that leads to hopefully better preparation and then better performance when it matters on game day.
Your teams are 7-8, and you know, in Miami, is there anything you can pinpoint through the years what makes it just such a tough place for you and these teams to play?
Well, they've had good teams, first of all. I think that's the thing is they play well at home, and we're in a northern environment. They're in a southern environment. I think it's hard for them to come up here. I think it's challenging for us to go down there, and that's just the way it's always been. So hopefully we can get to 8-8. That we get to 8-8, so I'd love that. I mean, we win a championship too, so I'd be cool with that.
Sorry about that. I know you apologized to Josh, and that was a separate situation, but overall, people enjoy when you get all fired up on the sidelines or in the game. Do you feel that from the fans, from the region?
Yeah, I think you have to play the game with energy and emotion and enthusiasm, and it's just directed in a positive way and toward winning and toward what we're trying to accomplish as a team. And, I have so much trust in the players and so much trust in our coaches and what we're trying to all accomplish. We all want the same thing. And to go about that in the right way is what matters the most. And we're going to have a lot of enthusiasm. We should, because this is a great atmosphere and it means a lot. And we're playing for a lot this weekend or on Monday night. So hopefully all that energy is directed in the right way toward, being the best team we could be and me playing my best to help us win.
Tom, you're midweek, I guess. Now routine, we can call them maybe a maintenance day or whatnot. How do those help you? And when was the decision made for you to maybe start doing those? And what do you do in that time?
It's just time for a little extra treatment. That's really all it is. And I could certainly go out there, but you have so just a couple of nicks, and we take it week to week. And you'd love to be out there physically every week feeling, as best you can. And sometimes you got to pay a little bit more attention to something so that you can be at the best you can be on game day. So just taking it week to week on that, not predetermining anything, but just trying to be smart. And, I know we got 4 games left and they're all important, and you got to be at your best for those days.
Who makes the decision for you to take that recovery day or to get treatment during those practices?
I think me, and I talk to, coach and talk to Josh and just determine how I'm feeling. And I think they do pretty good without me actually out there. So I'm like, man, I look good.
How much trust do you have in Hoyer, who's able to kind of get this team prepared on the offensive end when you have to take those maintenance days and do what's best for the team?
A lot. He does a great job. And, when he's been there, I said, man, it's actually great because I can watch him. And, he gets a lot of reps and, him being kind of back to the team, for the first time in a long time, it's good for him to get a lot of those opportunities. He's done a great job with it. And I think the guys gain a lot of confidence in him. I certainly have just watching him. I know the coaches have. And he's just done a great job.
Do you feel like you learn more about your offense when you can sit there and watch as well?
I think there's pluses and minuses, and I think it's better being in there, but there's give and take to those things. So I'd rather be out there practicing. Just haven't kind of been had that opportunity.
I'm just wondering how much of Jimmy Garoppolo's first start you were able to see, and what your thoughts on it were.
I didn't see it, but I heard about it, and just happy for him. So he's doing great, and hopefully we can go get another one this week.
This whole quarterback after 40 years old, we talked about it a lot. Vinny Testaverde was here in 06.
Yeah.
He was toward the end of his career. What do you remember about your time with him, and did you learn anything from him just being around him at that stage in his career that you might carry with you today?
Yeah, Vinny came in, I think he came in, November. Yeah, he came in, so mid-season, and he brought a lot of experience, a lot of stability, a lot of confidence to the room. And it was myself and Matt at the time. So 2 young guys, and to have someone who was really veteran. And I had a lot of veterans over the course of my young career to really help me and kind of bring some insight. And he was just a great mentor for me, and we've always kept in touch. And I really enjoyed my time with him and heard a lot of stories with him about when he was younger and kind of his work ethic and how he obviously loved playing the game. To play as long as he did, you have to. And he was just great to be able to play with him. And then to play with Doug as well, who was another older quarterback, was an incredible player. So to play with those two was very unique, I'd say, for anybody. And then I learned a lot from both of them.
Final thing. Yes. Tom, what do you do on your maintenance days?
I do I'm here just getting treatment and watching a lot of film and trying to get physically as best I possibly can when the team's out there doing their thing. And I'm in here watching film and getting treatment and getting ready to go myself. So nothing special. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.